weather word rain. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
Your friends at Ben's Furniture thank you for your support over the last several months. Ben's staff has been extremely busy helping so many with their needs at home, whether a new sofa, new desk, new recliner, or a new accessory piece. Ben's is extremely grateful for your business and happy to help make these times just a little better. Ben's receives new merchandise every day and has inventory in stock ready for immediate delivery. To keep everyone safe and ensure shopping without unnecessary crowds, Ben's is offering all their holiday discounts right now through the holidays. No one-day sales, no 3 days only, no four-hour sales. Shop when it's convenient for you. Because of the size of the store and with all safety precautions in place, you enjoy a safe and stressless shopping experience. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 6 Thursday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sundays. Free parking behind the store and in the Mary Street lot. This year, more than any other in their 78-year history, Ben's wishes you and yours a very safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
WADK weather.
Cloudy today with periods of rain, followed by a little rain in the afternoon, high 56. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 35. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and cooler, high 46. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 30. Wednesday, thick cloud cover, high 52. Thursday, milder with rain, high Thanksgiving Day, 60. I'm Brian May on 1540 WADK.
It's the Open Forum on 1540 WADK. Call 846-1028, 846-1028. Now, the Open Forum on 1540 WADK.
And good afternoon. Bruce Newberry on the Open Forum, 65 years of getting it said and serving you. Now, at some point this week, we plan to have Tony Lamondi from Senior's Choice back on with us. We had a little glitch on Friday, and so we weren't able to bring him to you. So as soon as those arrangements are made, we'll be happy to bring Tony back on here. On Wednesday, in this hour, we will have Dr. James McDonald and Dr. Philip Chan from the Rhode Island Department of Health. What do they know? They don't have access to all of the internet crap that you have. They're just real doctors. They have a podcast, though. And so we will talk to them about the whole idea of whatever it is that we have this whole idea of. I do want to spend some time with you and talk about where we are with this COVID business, and have a reasonable discussion, not calling it names, not calling you names, not calling me names, but having a reasonable discussion. And the reasonable discussion may include the fact that somebody's going to get this COVID. And if the idea is all or nothing, that's foolishness. Because it's never going to be all or nothing. Somebody you know is going to get this. Maybe you're going to get it. Maybe I'm going to get it. Now, I'm going to do everything I can to keep from getting it. Are you? See, that's what we don't know. Rhode Island doctor warns against indoor Thanksgiving gatherings with those outside your household. Stop. We can't live like this. We can't go begging and pleading. Please shop downtown. Please don't go to the aunt's house. We can't live like this. I don't want to live like this. Are we grown up enough to have gotten this far? Yeah. You know, we go about our lives. We order our lives in a certain way. Family, job, life, using the services and taking advantage of where we live. We live where we choose, right? Unless you're in jail, you're living where you choose. And so we have the freedom to order our lives in a certain way, do we not? And we got this far. Some of us further than others. So, do you think we may have the wherewithal, the brains, the common sense to at least make it through this? Well, when there's a vaccine, we got a flu vaccine, people still get the flu. We have a measles vaccine, and we wipe measles off, but now measles is back. So maybe we can't. I don't know. See, that's my fear. My real fear is, and who am I? I'm somebody that yaps on the radio. But my real fear is that we really can't govern ourselves. That it is too much to expect of a society that for the last 30 years has been told we can do whatever we want, however we want, dressed however we like, thinking whatever we want to think. No one can criticize us because we're a member of a particular group. No one can say anything bad against us. Our feet have not touched the ground in 35 years. Right? Now, I don't feel as though that has applied to me necessarily, but then again, I sort of do what's appropriate. You know, married, house, kids. What an idiot I am, right? I'd have to do any of this stuff. You ever feel that way? So, my fear is that we are incapable of governing ourselves. And so we are utterly dependent upon the government to take care of us, to come in and wipe our troubles away. I was going to say something else. And that is my fear. I kind of hoped back in, about May, I said, gee, you know, maybe this is what had to happen so that we could smarten up and not be this way anymore and come out of this better. Ah, forget that. When the gym owner says, and the gym rat says, oh yeah, you can't prove that we gave the corona or it spread around, and you stay the hell out of here, you can't inspect us, and we're not wearing a mask. I said, yeah, we're done. No, here's an even better one. Here's an even better one. This is all you need to know. In fact, this was the subject line when I emailed this to myself. My subject line was, all you need to know, drop the mic. Here's the story. On January 20th, do you know how we will know who the president of the United States is? Twitter will hand over the POTUS Twitter account to Joe Biden at noon. That's all you need to know. That's it. Twitter is actively preparing to support the transition of White House institutional Twitter accounts on January 20th. Okay. So will Twitter tell us not to go to the gym or to stay home or to wear a mask or to wipe ourselves or whatever? Because that's all that we got left. That's not the reasonable discussion. The reasonable discussion is you have to take enough precautions to make sure that you're safe and those around you are safe as well. And that's going to go 10 years from now. And it should have been going 10 years ago. It wasn't. Look at how we drive. Look at how we talk to each other. You call that taking precautions? You call that making sure that you and those around you are safe? We pick a fight every 2 seconds. We drive like we're in the demolition derby. We swear. We don't bathe. We don't wash. We don't want to wear clothes other than what we want to wear at the moment, which is probably what we've been in for the last 3 days. We don't want to go to church. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to work. Stop me when I'm incorrect here. That's taking precautions to make sure we're safe and those around us are safe? the beginnings of the reasonable discussion. You have to take enough precautions to make sure you're safe and those around you are safe as well. Not to tell you how to live your life, but that's kind of like how we have to live our life. We should have been doing it before. It still happens in some parts of this country and in some parts of this world. And those people get laughed at. Those people get called Republicans, right? Oh, they're in the heartland. They're the people in the Bible Belt. They're the true believers. Oh, they're the real Americans. And there's a few other names that they get called as well. Again, feel free to stop me whenever I'm saying anything that is inaccurate here. Let's do traffic. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. And we've got a little busy traffic through the toll plazas in each direction here, and one slow spot on the Newport Pell Bridge just before the 3rd Street overpass. That's all that's left of the reconstruction project. Two lanes open in each direction, looking good. And it's going to be that way until the spring. Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, they are not working up there today because of the earlier inclement weather. So you've got a good ride in both directions there. We're looking at 5 minutes tops from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. On the Mount Hope Bridge, looking good end-to-end, a little busy at either end. Back in Portsmouth at the intersection, up in Bristol near the college. Sakana River Bridge moves well both directions. That crew is still in place north and south of 20 on 24. North of Fish Road, from north of Fish Road to the Mass Line. And other than that, you're looking good, especially on that Fish Road exit, that VD exit, where it's always VD and you. We'll check it again in less than 30 minutes, as we do all morning long and through the midday.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, in the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Newport Yacht Interiors accommodates the global yachting community. They provide exceptional interior design services and custom fabricated yacht interiors. Contact owner Cheryl DeGennaro at cheryl@newportyachtinteriors.com.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this business of the week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need to visit one of their locations in Tiverton at 590 Main Road, or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway, or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We would like to thank everyone for the stellar year we've had. Coastal Foot and Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office specializing in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot and Ankle. We participate with most major insurance companies and are currently accepting new patients. We are located at 850 Aquidneck Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. We also have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot and Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot and Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard, and we want you to be part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family. Our phone number is 401-849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com. From Dr. Saborin and all of us here, thank you for being part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family.
The Irish Hour is back with some old and some new, but always the best in traditional and contemporary Irish and Irish-influenced music. I'm Rick Kelly. Join me Sunday mornings at 8 for the Irish Hour on 1540 AM and WADK.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Get the latest news 24/7 at WADK.com. 1540 WADK. WADK.
No corona numbers yet, but we have some elect president Biden teammates here. Projected elect Joe Biden plans to nominate Alejandro Mayorkas to be the first Latino to run Homeland Security, Avril Haines to be the first female intelligence chief. Is that a new position, female intelligence? John Kerry will be named climate czar. We're back to not taking any of this seriously now for the next 4 years. Watch what happens. Except now, here's what we're going to get. We're going to get now, Dr. Martin Luther King is going to turn over his grave because now we get the description. Because everybody wants to be woke. So we get the, not the intelligence chief, I assume that means CIA. And all and now we have to, this is the first of this kind, it's like, come on, what does that mean? Would that, is that lowering the bar? Was this person not qualified otherwise? I mean, at some point you have to have this conversation. Avril Haines to be the Director of National Intelligence. See, that's the proper way to say it. Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. That's it. Best person for the job, right? Congratulations. That's it. John Kerry, give me a break. Let's just retread everybody. All right, so that's it. No word on Treasury Secretary as yet. So there's that. In the next half hour, we'll talk about the Board of Elections post-election risk limiting audit. I just received a missive from the Board of Elections after asking for it at 6 o'clock this morning. So we'll get to that. We're talking about what's reasonable and what's not. When Boston.com asked readers whether they will travel for Thanksgiving this year, many said no, but others said yes, they'll take out-of-state trips by plane or car. Large traditional Thanksgiving celebrations could spread the virus. The state's guidelines for safely celebrating Thanksgiving include keeping gatherings small, following Massachusetts travel orders, wearing masks, and social distancing. Local medical and travel professionals offer 6 tips for traveling out of state this Thanksgiving. Ask yourself if you should travel at all. Assess the risks before you travel, said Dr. Kimon Zachary, an infectious disease specialist at Massachusetts General Hospital. People should ask themselves, what is my risk of being infected in the first place? Yes. Never mind hiding under the bed. Never mind calling the governor a name. What is your risk of getting infected? If you have gone out to a bunch of different places, or if someone you live with has gone out to a bunch of different places, then your risk is greater than if you have gone nowhere. If you have gone to the gas station, stayed outside, pumped gas with a mask on, and then go home, and then the next day went out and picked up a prescription with the mask on, and then go home, and then the next 2 days went nowhere, and going back a few days before that, I'm talking about myself, going off to a business meeting, sitting in a well-ventilated room, 6 feet from everyone else in the room. And in the ensuing 4 days, I've gone nowhere. literally nowhere. I have one child who goes back and forth to school. There has been she has not been exposed, contact traced, anything like that. My risk is pretty low. I could go travel. But where can I go travel? I can't go travel anywhere because you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Something else you should ask yourself, says this doc, if I do get infected, what are the risks of my friends and relatives having severe disease and getting into real medical trouble? Here's the thing. I'm nobody's spring chicken, as they say. But I'm pretty healthy. So if I caught this thing, God forbid, I'd probably make it. I don't want to take that chance just in case this is some horrific thing and I've got some problem and I didn't know about it and whatever. But I'm no spring chicken. So you never know. And people that get this are saying, oh my God, don't get it. The doc says if you can get tested before traveling, that's helpful. But now they're starting to throw stones at the tests. Well, you can get tested 6 days in a row, you know, and get negative 6 days in a row, and then on the seventh day be positive. Like, well, wait a minute. Then why am I quarantining? Because I could quarantine 14 days and on the 15th day be positive. I mean, again, and this doc says, we need to keep in mind, tests are a snapshot. It's possible to test negative one day and be contagious the next day. It is or it isn't. And the answer is not, we don't know, because we do know. It takes between 2 and 7 days to get the virus once you're exposed. That's it. Never mind 14 days, 3 weeks, 20 years. This is not AIDS. There, I said it. And I will ask Dr. McDonald and Dr. Chan this. Yes, there are always exceptions. Yes, one person in China or Sweden or somewhere may have been the exception to what I just said. And you can find that on the internet and it'll buttress your position. Good for you. There's also the possibility of getting infected in the community after you test. Yes, because when you test, it's like, what's the opposite of kryptonite? It's like you have the shield of power around you. I have been tested. I'm negative. I am invincible. You are a woman. And you go out and you don't wear a mask. That's how you get infected after the test, blockhead. Right? There was a tweet this morning. And again, everybody's a member of a group now. Everybody's a member of an injured group. The restaurant people are all injured. The gym people are all injured. The merchants are all injured. Everybody's injured. So the restaurant community is wounded and all of this. And you know what? Some are, some aren't, just like everybody else. So this one guy says, and he's from California apparently, and he tweets and he says, oh, well, the restaurant industry is just, oh, we're so up against it because we won't get any government help. And we need to have government help. And we also need to have people stop being stupid and start wearing their masks. You can't have both. Government can't regulate stupidity. And all the government aid and all the bags of money, so you can go and keep your bad habits going, are not going to keep you from stupid people. So I go back to the first line. You have to take enough precautions to make sure you're safe and those around you are safe. If you wear a mask, limit your contacts, keep washing your hands, although that becomes less and less because if nobody's breathing on you, you're not going to get it. Stay 6 feet away, wear a mask, and don't go to very many places. You'll be safe, and those around you will be safe as well. I don't hug my kid who goes to school. I don't go near my kid who goes to school. She reminded me of this the other day. That's reasonable. It's a reasonable discussion. Get a COVID test. Yeah, good luck. What's the wait on testing now? 5-6 days? It's ridiculous. Research state COVID-19 travel restrictions. Moving between states is one of the most difficult things we're facing. Now, I don't know how long ago this story was written. Let me go back up to the top here. Friday. Okay, the shelf life is still there. It doesn't have a sell-by date on it. But another day or two and this story will be irrelevant. Because the states are changing their travel restrictions by the minute. Basically, all the states have the same travel restrictions. You can't go into another state and stay there. You can go to the Market Basket, but you can't go and stay overnight in the Market Basket. If you do, you're going to stay there for 2 weeks. And you can't go in the Market Basket. You have to be isolated. I do have the state restrictions, a list of them. Some of them may have gone by the boards already. Massachusetts residents are no longer exempt from Maine's quarantine or negative test requirement. So if you're traveling from Massachusetts to Maine, you have to quarantine for 14 days or receive a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours of arrival. Now, there's one more caveat. Just because you get the negative test, you probably have to quarantine for 7 days anyway. So if you're just going away for the weekend, you kind of can. So there's all of that. It's a reasonable discussion. Is it possible to have one? I don't know. We're trying. And on Wednesday, and you can call me, by the way, 846-1028. Use our voice message service. Tell me whatever you want. 846-1028. Please feel free to correct anything I have said in the last 30 minutes. I'm on solid ground. I'm quite sure I'm on solid ground with everything I have said in the last 30 minutes. Again, you can find something somewhere from 3 years ago that will contradict what I said, I'm sure. But I'm pretty up on things, and I'm very confident in what I've said over the last 30 minutes. We'll talk more about the Board of Elections and the audit that's going on. And maybe we'll get these election results certified. And we'll see if the state of Rhode Island has finally coughed up some COVID results for the weekend. In the next half hour of the Open Forum.
WADK weather.
Cloudy today with periods of rain, followed by a little rain in the afternoon, high 56. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 35. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and cooler, high 46. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 30. Wednesday, thick cloud cover, high 52. Thursday, milder with rain, high Thanksgiving Day, 60. I'm Brian May on 1540 WADK.
No matter your footwear needs, Soul Desire and Run Newport have your feet covered. Stylish and comfortable shoes from brands like Uggs, Dansko, New Balance, and Hoka in all sizes, along with lower prices than Amazon and discount stores. Let Soul Desire and Run Newport make shopping easier this season.
Here's a healthy tip from Newport Hospital. If you're the patient of a LifeSpan provider, you can visit them from the comfort of your own home with LifeSpan Telehealth. To participate in a remote telephone visit, you'll need to be a patient of a LifeSpan provider. Have an active landline or mobile phone number that your health provider has on record. For more information, visit lifespan.org/telehealth or call your provider's office. For more information, visit newporthospital.org.
Seasons are changing, and we need to rethink our actions as we navigate through these times. We want to help, so we've developed a program called Yes, We're Open. Every Tuesday at noon on AM 1540 WADK, Bruce Newberry will be talking to area business owners and managers about what they're doing to survive and thrive. Topics will include safety protocol measures, special offers, sales, live and virtual events, and so much more. So tune in every Tuesday at noon to be educated and entertained. You can also visit WADK.com or mix993.com and click on the Yes, We're Open banner for links and updated information. Please support local business. They're counting on you. This program is brought to you by
A1 Roofing and Construction, Coastal Foot and Ankle, Newport Mansions, People's Credit Union, Eugene Nason, Becky's Barbecue, One Stop Building Supply.
You absolutely love your new vehicle, but you would also love lower monthly payments. Call People's Credit Union or go online to check out their great low rates. People's Credit Union takes the hassle out of auto loan refinancing by making it so easy. Just visit peoplescu.com and apply for a loan today. People's Credit Union will help you make the most of your hard-earned money. Go to peoplescu.com today.
Clean your closet and help a nonprofit today. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island collects donations of used clothing to fund their local youth mentoring programs. Schedule a pickup at donateri.org or drop off your items at 1341 West Main Road, Middletown.
Discover a Rhode Island author at the 2020 Association of Rhode Island Authors Expo, virtual of course, Saturday, December 5th, featuring Rhode Island Olympian Elizabeth Beisel, baseball great The Spaceman Bill Lee, author panels, and an intimate coffee clutch to talk to local authors. Register free at riauthorexpo.com.
This segment is sponsored by the Online Review of Rhode Island History, the state's leading history blog at smallstatebighistory.com. Each week, we release a new article about our state's fabulous history. That's smallstatebighistory.com.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you wait for the newspaper, it's old news. You know, you want to keep up to date.
On air and online.
Yeah, everything's online.
WADK.com. It's the Open Forum on 1540 WADK. Call 846-1028, 846-1028. Now, the Open Forum on 1540 WADK.
All right, so we got the corona numbers, and they're staying about where they were at the end of last week. Had a lot more tests on Friday, and a lot more positive results, 1,287 positive results, 23,000 tests, which has got to be an all-time high. I mean, there were 28 over 3 days last week, so 23,000 in one day, that's a lot. And 1,287, so that's not that will bring the rate of positivity way, way down. On Saturday, 738 positives out of 18,000 tests. And then yesterday, the usual measly 7,600 tests, 429 positives. So we're still going to be around 5-6%, right in around there. What about the hospitalizations? Well, that's the fear-mongering that's going on. And I wouldn't say it exactly that way to Dr. McDonald and Dr. Chan when I get them on the air on Wednesday. But what we are hearing is, well, the hospital beds are filling up. Well, the COVID beds are filling up. Well, what does that mean? And no one will tell us what that means. I will say this, that I'm looking at the hospital discharges, and it looks like they're staying the same or coming up a little bit. Discharges, I mean, people are getting out. 41 out on Saturday, on Friday, 44 out on Saturday, 34 out yesterday. How many people went in? Let's see. New hospital admissions, 31 yesterday. 34 in yesterday, 34 out yesterday. 43 in on Saturday, 44 out, and 41 in on Saturday, and on Friday rather, 41 in on Friday, and 41 out. So if you add it all up, 4-4-8-3 is 11, 4-4-8-3 is 11. Number of hospital beds occupied and available are the same as when we left this on Friday. What does that mean? Well, it means that the capacity is what it is, that they won't really tell us. They say, well, there's 80% COVID beds. What does that mean? Are all the beds in the hospital COVID beds? No. In fact, I'm trying to remember, I should have written it down, back in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, very early on in the pandemic. We had some folks on from Newport Hospital who do an amazing job. And they were saying, oh, we have, and it was a pretty small number of COVID beds. And it was like 15 and they had six or something like that. So again, we must be able to be dealt with on some kind of an adult basis. Enough of this infantile, enough of this keeping us childlike and idiotic so that we cannot be in a position to decide for ourselves. And of course, on the other side of that, if we would stop acting like children and acting like idiots and show that we are capable of making decisions for ourselves, things would go a lot better on that side as well. So I'll take my calculator to all of this. Next break, but let's take a couple of numbers real quick here, because what's going to happen is the media is going to grab this and say, there's 50,000 new cases and everyone should go hide under the bed. So based on yesterday, the positivity rate is 5.6. That's down. Well, we can't have that. Based on Friday, the positivity rate is 5.5. Well, that's low too. We were up at a 7 before. We can't have that. Let's try to monkey around with these numbers. Well, if you only take the people that were tested the first time and put those up against all of the positive cases, you can come up with 11, 12, 20%, enough to strike fear into anybody's heart, which somebody will do. It's meaningless. But again, in this social media age, we're just looking for that reaction. We're just looking for that take. We're not looking for a considered opinion, and we're not looking for a reasonable discussion. So you're barking up the wrong tree there. Make lower risk travel choices, says this doc. It is safest to travel with members of your own household in your own private vehicle. There you go. Although they're saying that the planes are safer now than they were and so forth and on. I would not go in an airport. That would be very, very bad, I would think. I'm not advising you not to go in an airport. I'm just saying that that's not a choice I'm going to make. Also, you should carry hand sanitizer and be mindful of keeping your hands as clean as possible. If you are wearing a reusable mask, change the mask at least once a day. That makes a lot of sense. And, I mean, in school, the kids change them more often than that. No matter what form of public transportation you take, refrain from eating and drinking on board the public transportation because it requires removing your mask. Yes, that is a sensible bit of advice. Because it's all about breathing. Don't breathe. In fact, if you can avoid breathing, that is the way to go. You want to not get the COVID, don't breathe. Well, that's it. That's how it, it's transmitted in the air, right? I just had to explain, to my other kid how the droplets go further when you sing or when you shout. And he said, oh yeah, that makes sense. Which is another reason why the bars are such a petri dish, because what are you doing in the bar? Shouting and singing. You have a little to drink. You get a little loud. And what do? Well, when you're loud, your droplets are going further. And if you're not wearing a mask, which is a pretty good possibility because you're under the influence and your judgment is shot, then you're even more at risk. So this is where this is coming from. So what has happened is there were people who went out and did what they weren't supposed to do on Halloween, and now they've spread it to all these other people who have gotten lax and are not wearing masks and so forth. Now there's got to be somebody that is catching this and spreading this. Everybody can't be, oh, we're not spreading it. You can't prove that we are. Got to be spreading somewhere. Right? I mean, is all of this totally made up? I don't think so. So all we can do is, let's go back to it. Take the precautions that you can to make sure that you're safe and that those around you are safe as well. Seems pretty reasonable to me. Let's check traffic. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. We're all done with the reconstruction project, and the bridge moves well. One busy spot just before the 3rd Street overpass eastbound. You're slow in the eastbound toll. Other than that, trouble-free. Speed limit ride, both lanes open. So 4 or 5 minutes from Boston Neck Road to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. Mount Hope Bridge runs well in both directions, as does the Secaunet River Bridge. Watch for that construction crew both directions on Route 24 near the state line. North of the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it's always VD and U. And we check these bridges every 30 minutes or less all morning long and into the midday.
Celebrate the holidays at Island Wine and Spirits, located in historic downtown Newport, with a large variety of wine, beer, and spirits, including local offerings. Shop their Thanksgiving sale November 20th through 28th, either in person, delivery, or order ahead in curbside pickup when you visit their website, islandwineri.com. Don't forget to join the Cheers Rewards program for extra savings on all your purchases. Conveniently located at 289 Broadway in Newport. Happy holidays from Island Wine and Spirits.
This is John Martin with an AARP Rhode Island update. New data added to the AARP Nursing Home COVID-19 dashboard reveals disturbing trends. The new statistics reported from September 21st to October 18th show Rhode Island nursing homes have increased in COVID cases and deaths. Also, a significant increase of nursing homes reporting staff shortages from 28.9% in the previous month to 34.6% in the latest period, higher than the national average. While nursing home cases and deaths rise, continuing shortages of staff means these facilities aren't prepared for the developing new wave. Nursing homes have received millions of dollars in funding intended to keep residents safe, but too many of the numbers continue to move in the wrong direction. The AARP Nursing Home COVID-19 dashboard is updated every 4 weeks. A summary and a link to the complete Rhode Island dashboard is available at aarp.org/RI.
I was laid off because of the coronavirus. As the bills started to pile up, I got really worried.
For years, the Good Neighbor Energy Fund has responded by providing energy assistance to local households.
Thanks to the fund, my family is getting through this tough time.
If your household is having trouble paying the heating bills, please contact a CAP agency, call United Way 211, or visit RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org. Ad sponsored by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
The Holiday Safely Sales event is here at VD Volvo. Lease a new 2021 Volvo S60 T5 Momentum for just $325 a month for 36 months. Or buy any new 2020 or 2021 Volvo with 0% financing up to 60 months. $3625 due at signing. See your VD Volvo dealer or go to vdvolvo.com for details. Ends November 30th. And free pickup, free delivery, free car wash, and a free loaner if your car needs service. Because
it's still VD Volvo and you.
Holiday Safely.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
We play by our own rules.
Talk of the Town, Bruce Newberry.
How cool is that?
There's my buddy, Bruce.
Weekday mornings from 9 to noon on 1540 WADK.
Here we are. Newport this week is kind of elbowing for a little position here as we've been updating every day at noon for the last 8 months. Newport this week has gotten onto the bandwagon. Nice to have you with us. You're falling into the trap of listing the additional cases without the additional testing. That's okay. You'll learn. Providence Journal. Rhode Island reports 15 COVID deaths, 2,572 additional cases. Well, that's not what I came up with. I came up with 2,454, which is direct from the Rhode Island Department of Health daily numbers for the last 3 days. Now, what these institutions do is they go back and correct the data from previous days. But what they don't do is go back and correct the data for other columns. All they do is take the positive cases and say, oh, well, they found more positive cases from Friday, so now we have to add those in. But they don't say, well, wait a minute, there's 1,000 more tests that were taken. We don't add that in. And the rate remains the same, you see. And what they're trying to do is goose the rate up so that you'll get a little more fearful and tune in again tomorrow. 2454 is the correct number. Here's what it says in the Providence Journal. Of the 2572 additional cases, 2454 were people who tested positive for the first time on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. 118 were people who tested positive for the first time on previous days. All correct. There's a statistical wobble and a lag in the data getting onto these spreadsheets. However, the testing rate, 49,166 additional negative tests. That does not account for the additional tests that are also added in with the additional positive cases. And what did I tell you? Somebody can come up with a rate. The rate is down. The negative tests, the number of negative tests, 49,000. I had 49,236. They have 49,166. 5.0 positive rate. If only those testing negative for the first time are counted, the positive rate is 24%. And if only one person is counted, the testing rate is 100%. Means nothing. And then we get into the averages and all of these other scary figures that come from the COVID tracking project, which is bogus because it's not a public health organization that is keeping that. It is an agenda-driven publication. Now, the Associated Press actually acknowledges that it uses the COVID tracking project, but so you could go look up and see what the COVID tracking project is all about. It is from the Atlantic magazine, which is a left-wing publication. It is sympathetic to progressive and liberal points of view, but not capitalist or conservative points of view. It is not balanced. I have nothing against progressives and liberals and all of that, but balance it out. And at least be honest and say that you do not prize achievement and that you condemn the individual, the entrepreneur, and anyone who is a success, who is a self-made person. Because that's the truth. Again, 8461028. Feel free. Bruce, you're absolutely factually wrong about this. Okay, show me how. Because I'm not. There was a funnel cloud over Aquinnah, which is that little island off of Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. It used to be called Gay Head. And National Weather Service says there was a funnel cloud. There was a tornado warning. No widespread damage from the severe thunderstorms over the Cape. 59-mile-an-hour gust of wind at Brewster. Trees down. 61-mile-an-hour gust at West Dennis. 40-mile-an-hour gust at Hyannis. And Edgartown, 45 and 46 mile an hour gusts. I don't believe I have that level of data available for Newport. I think I have sustained winds and that's about it. So, we kind of dodged it today. It appears, doesn't it? I mean, it was, pretty grim for a while, and the visibility dropped to about a half mile. Gust to 18, gust to 28 is all that I can find in the information that is available at my fingertips. So there we go. Risk limiting audit. This is what the Board of Elections is doing today. And only five states require it, and Rhode Island's one of them. So I believe that's to our benefit. Trusted elections are critical to a functioning democracy, even in paper-based voting systems. One piece of technology still stands between the paper ballot and the final vote tally: scanners that interpret the marks on paper and as votes and count those votes, and the scanners are called tabulators. Risk-limiting audits provide a check on these tabulators and can provide confidence that the reported outcome of an election is correct, that the winner actually won. In some cases, the margin of the election is close enough that a full hand recount is necessary to provide this validation, but in others, the outcome can be confirmed by examining a smaller representative sample of the ballots. The first step is to select which contest to audit. Next, select the risk limit, usually between 5 and 10%. The risk limit is the largest possible chance that the audit will fail to correct an incorrect election outcome. A 5% risk limit means that if the reported winner is wrong, the audit will find that error and correct the winner at least 95% of the time. Okay. So this is in general what they're doing. And the Board of Elections tells me that they will have a release as to the results of the audit at the end of the day. You can go watch. It's at the Board of Elections, which is on Plainfield Pike in Cranston. There's a lot of room in there. They showed a picture a little earlier, and it's all socially distanced. It's a big place. It's a great big barn of a place. So there we go. And the other news, no Treasury Secretary as yet, but John Kerry is going to take care of climate change. So that's good. Oh, we're all set with climate change now. I'm glad of that. John Kerry has just found a way to line his own pockets like the rest of them. The price of gas has gone down. No, it stayed the same. Today, 208. Week ago, 208. Massachusetts, a couple of cents cheaper. Connecticut was 212. And it was 250-something a year ago. Now, one thing that's a little surprising when we get by all of this pandemic business and the vaccine and all the rest of this, what is likely to happen is the price of gas is going to go back up. And not just because we'll go out and drive and have traffic jams all over again and pollute the air and all the rest of that stuff. It is because of the economy of oil. And right now, oil futures are starting to creep up on the optimism that there will be a vaccine, that there will be enough immunity so that we can stop with this quarantining and hiding under the bed and all the rest of this stuff and get back to a normal life fairly soon, meaning within the next 12 weeks, let's say. That'd be good. So look toward the future. And I keep coming back to what Evan Smith said at the lighting of holiday sparkling lights at the Breakers, which opened on Saturday night. It is gorgeous. And Evan Smith said it keeps hope alive and keeps spirit alive. And those are two things that we need in great supply. Hey, tomorrow, John Martin and the AARP Connection, as we get ever closer to this Thanksgiving, and more things that will keep you company and keep you informed, starting at 9.